That cold December Nashville wind cut through me slow, as if I were a piece of sheet metal, and it, an old rusty pair of scissors. Snow blanketed the ground as I walked down Music Row, numbing my feet through the holes in my boots to the point that I couldn't even feel my blisters. I'd have given anything for a hot cup of coffee, a strong shot of whiskey, a new D string for my guitar, or a friend. I walked into a bar on 17th Avenue called Bobby's Idle Hour. Ironic, because that's what I'd become. Idle. Running around in circles like a dog after its own tail. Anything to keep moving, because stillness seems to be failure. So I figured movement must be denial. And somehow, I become all right with that. Found comfort in it. Anything to not have to admit that I'd failed. As I walked into that smoky bar room, trying my best to shake the disappointment with the snow, the bartender called me over, and in a voice real soft and low, he said, I have seen a million people like you in my time, trying to make a living, turning feelings into rhymes. Muses are elusive to turn against you on a dime, send you running back to all you left behind. Be careful what you seek, you might find. As I listened to the old man's words, gaze deep into his weary eyes, I swear to you, I was looking through a window into my own soul. I watched as he walked over to the register, took out a crumpled dollar bill, wrote something on it, and then he said, here, put this in your billfold. Now, you can't read these words I wrote for 3 years from today. Just forget you even have this dollar bill. Ignore it, like it or I never existed. So I did as I was told. I put that dollar bill in my billfold, and I never took it out, even when I didn't have two pennies to rub together. 3 years later, I hit with some song I'd written for someone else, so I decided to go to Bobby's Idle Hour to celebrate, because I hadn't been there in forever. I walked in, looking for that old man, asked around, everyone there, no one had ever heard of him. It was then that I remembered that dollar bill in my billfold. So I took it out, I read it, and I couldn't believe what it said. It said, if you're finally reading this, I guess it's finally time. You're making your living, turning feelings into rhymes. I knew that you would do it, cause for you I went and signed our name upon the devil's dotted line. I warned you, what you seek, you might find. I warned you.